Welcome to part two of this week's podcast, where I'll be talking about getting the kids to help around the house, and I'll share with you some money-saving tips. One thing that I've always found difficult is getting the kids to help tidy up their mess, until I read about a woman who made tidying up into a game for her children, so I adapted her version of the game to suit my children. What I've done is made up some cards. Each one has a different task on it, things like pick up the clothes in Chloe's room, pick up the books in the lounge room, pick up the rubbish in the dining room, pick up the shoes near the front door, wipe the fingerprints off the television, and so on. I then turn all the cards face down on the table, and one at a time, my kids pick up a card and off they go to do their task. Once it's done, they come back and they get another card, and off they go to do that task. Because I've specified the types of items they need to find in a set room, the task isn't overwhelming and they're happy to do it. My kids actually love this game and ask to play it. Crazy, isn't it? We usually have some fun dancey music on while we're playing the clean-up game, and it makes it even more enjoyable for everyone. If you have a way to get kids to help around the house, please email me at jugglingmum@hotmail.com, or you can find the email me link on my blog at ajugglingmum.blogspot.com. Do you want to receive an email to let you know when I have a new podcast up and ready to listen to? Do you want to talk to other juggling mums? Well, join my Yahoo group. You'll find Yahoo Groups at groups.yahoo.com. Type Juggling Mum into the search tool and you'll find our group. Or you can follow the links on my blog. Come and join us. We'd all love to hear from you. In this segment, I'm going to share some money-saving tips that I've found with you. As I've mentioned in another podcast, I've started to plan my meals and make my shopping list using these meal plans. And here are some other money-saving ideas that I've found to be useful. Make your weekly shopping list by looking at the grocery catalogues each week. Plan your menus and purchases around those items on sale. Use recipes that use low-cost staple foods, recipes using pasta, potato and rice with smaller amounts of meats and vegetables will end up saving you much more than a menu which requires that you have one chicken breast per person, for example. Always look for expiry dates. Try store brands. Some store brands are the exact same formula as the name brands, just in different packaging. Do some experimenting and find which store brands you like. Larger or bulk items are not always cheaper. Don't just assume that the large size is going to be the cheapest option. I've noticed that in my local supermarket, the 2-kilo home brand margarine is more expensive than buying 2 1-kilo tubs of the same margarine. Only buy in bulk if the price is cheaper per unit and if you can use it before spoiling. For example, buying a huge bag of shredded cheese can save you money only if it doesn't go moldy in the meantime. Next week, I'll have some more money-saving tips for you. Well, this brings us to the end of another week's podcast. I hope that you've enjoyed listening to me. I'd really love your feedback, so please send me an email to jugglingmum@hotmail.com or follow the links on my blog, which is at www.ajugglingmum.blogspot.com. You can find all the links that I've spoken about from this podcast on my blog. The music I used in this week's podcast is again called Fancy Pants by Colette McKendrick from the GarageBand website. You can find that at www.garageband.com. I'm looking forward to preparing next week's podcast. And remember, if you have any ideas or questions, please email them to me and I'll see if I can answer them for next week. Take care and be good.